And we are back here on 1160, 1310 AM, all part of the Shore Sports Network, along, of course, with ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Matt Harmon and Sar Luka getting set for the start of the second half here of the second semifinal, the WOBM Christmas Classic on the girls' side. Jackson knocked off Point Pleasant Borough to move into tomorrow night's final.
Real quick, Matt, before we start this second half, corner of the bleachers over there under the championship banners, I see Jasmine Curette from Jackson, who was injured in the last few minutes of the first game. She's in a wheelchair. She's got the leg up, all smiles over there, so maybe the injury not as bad as expected. She is questionable, obviously, for tomorrow night.
Manasquan will come out here as the number one team in the tournament, number one team in the state, trailing at the half 27-21. Bulldogs will have the basketball. It will be Hannah Miller to put it in play. She's on the floor with Claire Stefanelli, Jess Harvey, Sam Sabino. And Emma Miller. Drive to the basket and a traveling violation for Sabino. We'll set the Manasquan lineup for you as well. Melissa Pavia on the floor along with Sam Sullivan, Caitlin Flaherty, Michaela Mabry, and Marina Mabry. Manasquan had a lot of foul problems in that first half. They haven't seen much of Marina Mabry, who will turn it over here. She's got three. Sullivan has two personal fouls. Quick take to the basket by Harvey. Electric first half, but couldn't get the left side layup to go. Marina Mabry, baseball pass to Flaherty. She'll miss the layup from the right side. Pavia gets it. That shot's blocked, and here come Rumson back the other way. Harvey crossover move. Mabry didn't go for it, but fell to the floor and gets called for a travel. 7:08 to go in the third quarter. This pace of this game picking up exactly what we saw in the first half.
You know, and Josh and I discussed, Matt, if Rumson can sustain this pace the entire second half.
Off the inbound, it is Hannah Miller with the basketball at 4 points at the half. Miller in trouble. Flaherty harassing her. Almost a five-second call. Now it's a takeaway. Pavia up court. Michaela Mabry slices through the lane. Wanted the foul, didn't get it. Missed the layup. Loose ball fought for. This is going to be a jump ball between Mabry and Miller. 27-21 our score. That's where we were at the half. Quick recap of the scoring. Michaela Mabry had 18 for Manasquan, 2 for Flaherty, and 1 point for Sam Sullivan for Rumson, 11 for Jess Harvey, 7 for Emma Miller, 4 for Hannah Miller, 3 for Sam Sabino, and 2 for Janae Mayfield. Here's a traveling violation on the way to the basket for Mabry, and it will be Rumson basketball.
Well, I know Michaela has 18 points, but I would have to classify their game so far, Marina and Michaela, as frustrating in this one.
On the right side, Stefanelli with it. Falls, but got rid of the ball as she got rid of as she fell. Now it is Emma Miller in trouble. Still in trouble. Finally gets rid of it. Fell out of bounds. We've got whistles all over the place. Let's try to figure it out. I think Rumson called a timeout. George Sorlas did. He was able to squeak one in right before that five-second call. Michaela Mabry with a word for one of the officials before she goes to the bench. 6:18 to go here. We'll keep it here in this timeout. Tell you that tonight's game brought to you in part by Professional Orthopedic Associates with offices in Toms River, Tinton Falls, and Freehold. Team orthopedic doctors from Monmouth University and many high schools in Ocean and Monmouth counties. Professional Orthopedic Associates have been the premier sports medicine specialist in the area for more than 25 years.
Well, the pace of this one, as you said, Matt, has not let down one iota. In fact, it's probably been a quicker pace. Rumson players all over the court diving for loose balls, as well as Manasquan players. That time right in front of us. I mean, we could have reached out and had a shot at grabbing the ball on that one. It seemed like Rumson was tied up about 15 seconds on that one. George Sorlis somewhere during that time called a timeout. The bad thing about that is, Matt, he's only got two left. He's used three already, and we're early in this second half.
And the way this game is going, there'll be many more of those tie-up type situations where you will wish that you had a timeout. So Rumson will put the ball in play. And in the backcourt, the Bulldogs will go for Harvey. Left side pass for Weiss. She's in trouble and hacked at and will have a jump ball. And on the possession arrow, it is Rumson basketball. Oh, Hannah Miller put it in play. Harvey ran into somebody, was taken down, and now another scramble. And guess what? Another jump ball. This one's going to go to Manasquan. I mean, we've had 100 jump ball calls tonight.
I mean, I've seen more players on the floor and more tackles on the floor than I did in some high school football games.
Off the inbound, Marina Mabry couldn't get it to go. Up court now, Harvey all alone. Flaherty hustling back defensively. Harvey couldn't get the loose ball to go. And Marina Mabry ahead to McKella. She will slice through the lane. Contact, no call. Sullivan with the putback.
Well, Sullivan spent a lot of time on the bench in the first half. Felix Romero conserved her two fouls there and kept her on the bench. I think he feels he needs her in this game the entire way.
5.5 minutes to go. Rumson 27, Manasquan 23. Here's Hannah Miller at the top of the circle. Will fire a three and hit. She's got 7, and Rumson back up by 7 at 30-23. That's their first points of the third quarter, and it comes about 2 minutes and 45 seconds in.
You know, if you had to pick a leader of this Bulldog, young Bulldog team, I think Hannah Miller would be that girl.
McKayla Mabry will force a three. She was fouled by Hannah Miller. That's going to be her first, team's first of the quarter.
Now that's an ill-advised. Michaela's been complaining the entire game about getting fouled. That time she did get fouled. She'll shoot 3 foul shots.
Say you never want a foul on a three-point shot. If they make it, they make it. Mabry will make the first free throw.
19 on the night. Number 20 coming up.
Second one also good. 7 of 8 from the free throw line before this one. And rims that one home as well. 21 for the game. 30-26 in favor of the Bulldogs. Hannah Miller in the backcourt. Loses the basketball. Here's Michaela Mabry for Flaherty. Little right side runner will fall in for Flaherty, who's been quiet. She's got just 4, but that cuts the lead to 2, 30-28. Harvey up court quickly. Weiss with a layup that almost hit the top of the backboard and then fell in.
That just danced along the top of the backboard and dropped in.
32-28. 4:25 to go. Flaherty, quick trigger. Right corner 3. That's off the mark and no good. Rebound tipped up. Comes down to Hannah Miller. Bounce pass left side. Weiss with a layup.
They beat the Warriors down the court.
Weiss with 4 straight, and Rumson back up by 6, 34-28.
The longer Rumson stays in this, Matt, the more they believe they could pull the upset off.
Marina Mabry on her way, and that's going to be a charge. Totally out of control, and the freshman with a learning experience so far tonight, that is going to be her 4th, and we won't see her probably until the midway point of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, maybe possibly the beginning of the fourth, depending on what the score is. But she is just completely out of her game
tonight. No points, 4 fouls, back on the bench. Manasquan backs off the pressure a little bit, and Rumson gets it up court. Here's Harvey, goes and collects the ball on the left side, 3:40 to play. Harvey, dribble drive to the basket, blocked away by Sullivan. Nice defensive play by Sam Sullivan for the Big Blue. Here's Flaherty down the court. That's going to be a charge as well. Manasquan's got to slow things down a little bit. Yeah, 2 consecutive drives, one from Marina Mabry and one from Caitlin Flaherty. Both players have been out of control. Nobody in blue likes it.
I thought they were both good calls, personally. I think Manasquan would be smart, Matt, to get the press off, get back and play Rumson in half-court defense. I mean, they're bigger, they're stronger. Why give him the opportunity to fast break?
Turnover by Harvey. Went right in the hands of Pavia. And Manasquan here will walk it up. Mabry with a long three from the left side. That's no good. Rebound tracked down far corner from Weiss, who lost it. But they'll call it jump ball. A quick whistle there. And on the possession arrow, it will be Rumson basketball.
Another jump ball.
It was contact on the inbounds. Harvey got taken to the floor. No whistle, but it will be a Rumson to put the ball back in play.
The Whirlpool will be busy tomorrow morning, Matt.
Off the inbound. Emma Miller will find sister Hannah and bring it up court. Miller got away with a double dribble or a travel. Take your pick. And now on the floor, we will have a foul, I believe, on Manasquan.
Well, Matt, you know, we don't complain about officiating much, but this one's out of control. I'm sorry. You got to call it what it is. This one's out of control.
Third team foul on Manasquan, second on Pavia. Bulldogs will put the ball back in play. Stefanelli, who just came back for the game, will handle those chores. Baseline right, she'll turn it over. Threw it right to Michaela Mabry. Stefanelli coming back to try to help defensively. Mabry on the three-point opportunity on the drive to the basket. Missed the layup, but she'll have an opportunity for a couple of foul shots here. Frantic is a good way to describe this game in one word.
You know, it's 34-28. The Bulldogs got the six-point lead, and you just keep looking up there, and you think the Bulldogs, who are dominating the game, I think, you know, and only a six-point lead as Mabry misses her first one.
Emma Miller whistled for that last foul. Her first, team's second. Mabry making the second free throw. A substitution will come in for both teams. For Rumson, it's Katie Ebner. For Manasquan, it's Ava Hart.
You know, you feel, Matt, that Manasquan has got one real good run in them, you know, where they bang out 10 straight. And that's where the two timeouts by the Bulldogs will hurt them, because you want to try and break those runs with timeouts.
2:43 to go here in the third quarter. Rumson the 34-29 advantage on Manasquan. Off the inbound, Mabry stole it. Gave it right back to Rumson. Gets it back again. Mabry will throw up one from the right side. That's no good. Got her on rebound back and was fouled. And Mabry very upset as she hit the floor that time and kind of swung her leg, almost a mini kick at one of the Rumson players. You got to be careful with that.
Oh, it was Sam Sabino who she was going after. No, it was Katie Ebner, actually. George Sorrell is very upset.
They're going to give that last foul to Stefanelli.
Mabry, I think that's right, what he's upset about.
Maybe right back at the free throw line. She's got 23 points now as she makes the first one. Second one also good. Talk about carrying your team tonight. 24 of the 31 points have come from Mabry. Full court pressure again here from Manasquan. Mayfield in the backcourt. Breaks it with the dribble, and now Rumson has numbers. Three on two. Ebner with a quick trigger. That one off the mark. Rumson Stefanelli had it. She missed it. Sabino had it. She missed it. Mayfield with an opportunity. She missed it. And now another jump ball. This will be Manasquan.
I just think that the Manasquan press is creating opportunities for the Bulldogs.
And you know, and you've said that now a couple of times in the corner. I talked to someone who follows Manasquan. When you were talking with Josh, and he said the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Don't know why we're pressing them.
Exactly.
Let them come to us a little bit.
Right.
Mabry with a long distance three. Count it, and the foul. Freshman mistake by Stefanelli, who came out with late contact on Mabry, who will now have an opportunity to give Manasquan the lead. She's got 27 for the game.
It's been a one-woman show here for Manasquan. 27 of the 34, and they have tied it.
Pavia will check out. Sullivan comes back in. Manasquan regains the lead for the first time in what seems like forever. 35-34. Mayfield will have it knocked out of bounds. It'll be Rumson basketball.
You know, and as the play continues and the rough play continues, the crowd more and more involved, Matt, as I'm sure our listeners can hear.
Stefanelli finds Harvey. She's fouled on the far sideline. I got to say this. It's in my head. We've done a ton of games. I've done a ton of games, high school, college, radio, TV. This is one of the hardest games I've ever called in my life.
It is.
Stefanelli getting it inbounds. It's Harvey now. Contact will come. She was bumped by Gretchen Fay. That's going to be the fifth team foul on Manasquan. Third one on Fay. Pavia in, Fay out. 2 minutes to go. Third quarter. Manasquan 35, Rumson 34. Mayfield on the right side. Harvey couldn't handle the pass. Up ahead of the pack for Mikaela Mabry. That's stolen by Stefanelli. Flaherty harassing Harvey in the backcourt. Double team comes. Up court. This one will be turned over.
Now that's one of the few times that the Bulldogs have turned it over on the Manasquan pressure.
Good substitution by George Shoreless. Hopefully Presley comes in, and Harvey takes a seat on the bench. A little unnerved the last minute or so with consecutive turnovers. 1:35 to go in the third quarter. Manasquan leading Rumson 35-34. Mabry with a baseline jumper from the left corner. That's no good. Sullivan kept it alive. Lopresti falls to the floor and then gets attacked on what will be another jump ball. On the possession hour, it will be Rumson basketball.
Unbelievable.
Stefanelli with problems inbounding it. Flips in for Ebner. Now Stefanelli gets it back. One thing Rumson doesn't have right now is Harvey to help bring it up. It'll be Mayfield at the top of the key. Drive down the right side of the lane, missing the shot. Rebound comes right back to Emma Miller, who lays it in from the right side. Rumson back up top, 36-35. There is a player that hit the deck hard for Manasquan, and I believe that's Mikaela Mabry.
It is. Well, you know, you hate to say it, Matt, but it was just with the roughness of the game, it was a matter of time before somebody went down in a funny manner and stayed down.
Teams heading over to talk things over with the coaches. Felix Romero is out to check on Mabry, who seems to be okay. Looks like she just took a hard shot. Sure. Was that her mom who came on the court?
Yes, it was. That was her mom who I talked to the other day.
I know you want to check on your daughter, but we can't allow that to happen.
There are, you know, another strange thing. The scorekeeper actually got off the bench and came over to check her out. The blonde over there is there.
Seeing
things
tonight,
I've
never
talked to mom the other day. There are three more Mabrys, you know, on the way up.
Of course, the oldest boy, Roy.
Yeah, he graduated.
He graduated CBA.
Exactly.
Playing in college this year.
Had a chance to talk to mom and dad. And
Mikaela Mabry,
interesting family.
Didn't realize she had to come out of the game. She'll check back in at the next whistle, but they stopped the game for her, so she'll come out with 109 left here. Rumson with the 36-35 advantage. Flaherty up court at the midcourt line. Now into the lane. Count it and a foul. Flaherty, the tough take to the basket. Got it to go and will have an opportunity for the free throw.
First lead, Matt, in a while?
No, they were just up.
Oh, by one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, on the Mabry foul. All right.
Mabry will come back
that
in.
Shot.
That last foul for Rumson, charged to Emma Miller. That's her second 15 foul. Free throw is made. Rumson now trailing by two. Manasquan up 38-36 with less than a minute to play in the third quarter. Lopresti just got away with a carry of the basketball. Mabry almost stole it from her. Now it is Ebner with it on the right wing. Ebner, dribble drive, left side runner, no good. Inside rebound for Miller. Lopresti has it now. Back to Miller. Ball deflected out. And it will be Rumson basketball. And back into the game for the Big Blue. Gretchen Fay coming back in for Rumson, Hannah Miller, and Jess Harvey.
changed his mind on that sub.
Hannah Miller will put the ball in play. Looking for some help. Threw it in for Mayfield, but the turnover comes. Manasquan up court. Flaherty going to try the lane again. Got that one to go. Five straight for Flaherty, and Rumson now trailing 40-36. Manasquan coming alive here with one of those runs. Mayfield from the left corner. That's no good. Rebound. Count that one of the foul for Stefanelli. Manasquan didn't block out on the backside. And Stefanelli there to put it back in. And she will go to the line for a plus one.
I think it was Sullivan, no? Oh, it was Michaela Mabry. Her first personal, man.
16 foul on Manasquan. Stefanelli makes the free throw, her first 3 points of the night. And with 11 seconds to go, it is Manasquan 40, Rumson 39. Flaherty up court, dribble drive down the lane, takes it in, gets it to go again. Flaherty heating up here with 9 points in the quarter. She's had the last seven for Manasquan. Rumson has it deflected out of bounds, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. Whoa. 42-39, Manasquan. What the Warriors did in that third quarter, they equaled their scoring total from the entire first half. They now have a three-point lead. We step out for 30 seconds. Big Blue lead at 42-39. We're back in 30 seconds with more high school basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Bring in the new year at New Jersey's largest indoor theme park, iPlay America. Get your tickets for iPlay America's New Year's Eve celebration and enjoy unlimited rides and attractions, a $5 IPA game card, a delicious hot buffet, and frozen yogurt at Mick's Frozen Yogurt Shop, all for only $59.95 per person. Adults 21 and over can upgrade to an open bar package of beer, wine, and champagne for just $19.95 more. Advanced tickets are required, so get your tickets today by visiting the Grand Lobby at iPlay America or logging on to iPlay America.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Matt Harmon and Sar Luca back here on the Shore Sports Network. Our game tonight brought to you in part by Mark's Transmission. Take care of your car and visit Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River, 732-244-7300. Same old guy, just a new name. Manasquan will send their five onto the floor here. It is Pavia, Sullivan, Mabry, and Flaherty. Rumson will answer back with Harvey. Quick inbounds. Marina Mabry wide open from the left side. Couldn't get the runner to go. Manasquan caught Rumson napping, but it is Hannah Miller to come away with the basketball. Miller up court. Right side pass. That one deflected out. Off of Mayfield. She was the last to touch. So let's finish setting the lineup for Rumson. Emma Miller, Hannah Miller, Harvey, Stefanelli, and Mayfield, the five on the floor right now. 42-39, Manasquan. 20 seconds gone by in the fourth quarter.
As you said, Matt, that was a 21-12 quarter for Manasquan to get the lead.
Here's the nice feed. Marina Mabry founding Sullivan down low. Easy right side layup, up and in. Manasquan now up by five, 44-39. Take to the basket by Stefanelli, blocked by Sullivan, but a foul coming. And to the free throw line will go the freshman, Claire Stefanelli.
Well, that'll be Sullivan's third. She had two early in the first half. Felix Romero kept her on the bench quite a while that first half. Doesn't pick up her third until early in the fourth now, so she's okay. Marina with four fouls. She starts the fourth quarter.
Stefanelli makes the first free throw.
Of course, the Bulldogs now in the bonus. 17 fouls for the Warriors. Bulldogs sitting with five. So foul shooting, we'll see a lot of it in this fourth quarter.
Stefanelli makes the second. She will check out in favor of Sam Sabino, who will come back in.
Nobody in foul trouble for the Bulldogs.
Four players with two, but at this stage of the game, not really much of a factor. Here is Marina Mayberry with it, going baseline left side. Missed the shot, got her own rebound back. Turnaround jumper from in the lane, that no good. Michaela Mayberry keeps it alive. She is fouled and will go to the line for two more. She has lived at the foul line tonight.
You know, and that's strange because Michaela had only made three foul shots coming into this game.
Six-team foul there on Rumson, and Mabry at the 29-point mark right now. That last foul was called on Hannah Miller, her third. Second one by Mabry is good. She's at 30 points for the game. That was her 16th free throw attempt of the night. Harvey getting it up court. Quickly ahead. Here's Weiss. Left side layup. That is missed. No good. Emma Miller with the putback attempt. Missed that. Weiss got the rebound back. Harvey now from the top of the key. Going to drive. Harvey will and hit the left side floater. She's up to 13 now. And Manaswan's lead cut down to three. 46-43. Mabry bouncing right side for Flaherty. That's good from the right side. Flaherty has been hot in this second half. She has 11 of her 13 in this half.
And the first three of the night for Flaherty.
Rumson with a quick attempt at basket. Weiss missed the layup. Michaela Mabry picked up the rebound. Manasquan has matched their biggest lead of the night here, 49-43, with just over 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Marina Mabry clearing out, maybe got away with a charge. And finally on the scoreboard is the freshman. Manasquan has opened up an 8-point lead. That is their biggest of the night. Full timeout has been taken by Rumson. 51-43, Big Blue. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more high school basketball and the WOBM Christmas Classic after this quick timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you. Now back to the 28th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
After leading for much of the game, Rumson, after a tough third quarter, now trailing by eight. That's the biggest lead of the night for Manasquan, 51-43. The Bulldogs, the three-time defending champion. Think of Atlanta Bread Company and Toms River and Brick for your next party or family event. They offer delicious breakfast, sandwich, and dessert trays, plus family-sized salad soups and more. That's Atlanta Bread Company.
Well, it's a 8-point lead for the Warriors as they have worn down the Bulldogs, caught them in the third quarter, and now have it made it an 8-point lead. And Matt, the Bulldogs got to put something together here to get back in this one. It's been a gallant effort so far by the Bulldogs.
Hannah Miller brings it up court. Pass was deflected at midcourt. Able to get it back. Stefanelli with it now. Hannah Miller got bumped. Will take it. Right elbow jumper. That is off the mark and no good. Rebounded out of bounds. And it will be Rumson basketball. Baseline left. Stefanelli looking to drive. Got a step on her defender. Missed the right side layup. Sullivan picks up the loose ball. Quickly finds Michaela Mabry, who will bring it up court. And it's going to be a charge on Mabry, who can't believe the call. I'll tell you the problem for Manasquan on some of these charges is they're out of control. I think fans sometimes uneducated. You don't have to have your feet necessarily set if you're a defender. You just have to establish position.
Said she used her left arm to push off that time.
Harvey, top of the key, looking to drive off to her left. Switch comes as now Faye picks her up. Off on the right side, the perimeter. It is Hannah Miller. Now Harvey, open from the left wing. Her three on the way is good. Big basket there for Rumson. Cuts the lead to 5, 51-46.
Yeah, they needed that huge basket by Harvey, who's played a great game tonight for the Bulldogs. I look at the Bulldogs, though, Matt. Almost everybody with their hands on their knees as Manasquan brought the ball up slow. That's a signal of fatigue. Not effort, believe me. They have played hard tonight.
Flaherty will reset the offense. Dribbling to her left. Now crossing over, going to come right. Screen and roll for Marina Mabry. Out to McKayla. Her three on the way is good.
And a clinched fist. Fist by McKayla as it went through the net.
54-46. Manasquan. Hannah Miller dribbling right. Giving off for Sabino. Now it's Harvey between the circles. Harvey, crossover left. Step back three from the left side. Back rim no good. A rebound tipped up a couple times. Emma Miller comes down with it. Sabino with a three. That's good from the right corner.
Wow. Both teams shooting great right now. Five-point lead for the Warriors.
54-49. Rumson has done just enough to stay in this game. McKayla Mabry, step back three from the right side. That's no good. Maybe a rush shot. Rebound taken down by Harvey. She loses it to Mabry, who misses the rebound. Gets it back. Try to reverse layup. That no good. Gets it back again. And this time she is fouled by Emma Miller.
Well, you got to give McKayla credit that time. She fought hard to pick up these two foul chances right here. Three attempts. Ball rimmed out every time.
McKayla Mabry, who has 33 for the game, will go to the line for two and miss the first one.
We are into tournament record territory now, perhaps, with 3:30 left. I believe it was 40, man. I'll check the book for you.
Second one. Off the mark also. And the rebound comes down to Emma Miller. Here comes Harvey up court with 3:25 to go. On the right side, going to back things out. Slow it down for Rumson. Harassing defense from Flaherty. A lot of contact, but no whistle. And now we're going to get a five-second call on Rumson. George Sorlis has his hands on the basketball again.
That record, by the way, 41 points in 2006 by Southern Regional's April Smith. So we could see it. She's got 33 on the night.
3 minutes to play. 54-49 Manasquan. Mabry passes up the three for Flaherty. Her three is off the mark, and the rebound comes down to Harvey. Harvey loses the ball, goes down to the floor, and what are we going to have now? Foul? Harvey and Faye both hit the deck. I think they're going to call a whistle. I don't see anybody going to the scorer's table for anything. That's the case. Why didn't they let the play go on?
And they're going to talk about it now, the three officials. Your call. They're all pointing to everybody else. I think it's Rumson's ball. They're going to give it to her on a walk, probably. Looks like she got hit in the mouth as they are looking at her right now. She is, I think she has drawn some blood.
Check on the court as well.
Gretchen Fay. Might be a little blood on the court.
2:45 to go. Harvey coming up court for Rumson. Side pass for Mayfield, who wasn't expecting it, and Rumson throws it out of bounds.
And Brumson making some key mistakes here down the stretch that they really didn't make the entire first three quarters.
2:35, Manasquan 54, Rumson 49. Marina Mabry taking it to the basket. Stepped out of bounds. Before she finally got it to go.
Mabry. 2 points on the night. Very frustrating.
Rumson tried to get us trying to get a sub in.
Ball was already in there and not allowing her to get into the game. Claire Stefanelli will sit at the scorer's table. Wait for the next dead ball.
Harvey off the left side. Harassed again by Flaherty. Just drew a five-second call. Comes together with Michaela Mabry, who will draw the jump ball. On the possession now, Rumson will keep it back into the game for the Bulldogs as Stefanelli.
Only a five-point game. Rumson in possession. 2:18 to go. Rumson trails by five.
Hannah Miller will put it in play. Wanted Harvey. Instead, we'll find Stefanelli, who will come through the lane, draw a foul, and go to the free throw line for two shots.
Michaela Mabry on every foul is very exuberant in protest. Matt, would you agree with that?
That's been pretty much all night.
Yes, exactly. I mean, she's only got a couple. She's got three now.
Well, discussion going on right now.
Why? They don't have to put anybody in. Give her the ball. Right? They don't have to put anybody in the lane.
Rumson and George Sorlis having all of his players come over for a quick conference as Stefanelli missing the free throw.
Now they will put people in the lane. George knows the rules. That's
he sure does. Stefanelli makes the second. She's got 6 points off the bench. Makes it a four-point lead, 54-50.
See if Manasquan takes a little bit better control and takes some air out of the ball now.
Michaela Mabry.
The answer to that is
won't
no.
Won't do that, but she'll get called for a traveling violation. She doesn't like that call either.
Ball did go in, and that's why she didn't like it.
Harvey up court. Rumson can cut it to two or one with a three-pointer. Harvey, dribble drive down the center part of the lane. Missed the runner. Loose ball kept alive. We'll have a foul on the floor, but I don't know who it's against. If it's Manasquan or Rumson. George Sorlis wants to know, too. It's going to be against Rumson. That's going to be, it's going to put the Bulldogs over the limit. It's going to go against Hannah Miller. That is her fourth. And now free throws for both teams. That's the eighth team foul for Rumson. It's going to put Caitlin Flaherty at the free throw line. Flaherty making the front end of the one and one. Second one coming up. Second one there is also good. 56-50. Manasquan with the lead over Rumson. One versus four. Harvey continuing to be harassed by Flaherty. Going to drive to the basket. Harvey will. Can't get it. Hard luck. And Marina Mabry with the rebound. And it'll be Michaela Mabry to walk it up court here. Mabry moving off to her right. Flips for Marina on the left perimeter. Back up top near the half-court line for Michaela Mabry. And Miller will give the foul. And unfortunately, that's going to be five for her. Her night will come to a close with 7 points.
Manasquan smart there. Felix Romero keeping the ball in Mabry's hands, knowing that Rumson had a foul there. George will call his team over here as they get 20 seconds to make the substitution on the foul out. Hannah Miller played a great game tonight all over the court. Mabry will go to the line, excuse me, Matt, for a one-and-one situation.
Still a one-and-one, just the 19th foul for Rumson.
One-11 left.
Mabry with 33, trying to add to her game total. That one is good. She'll get the bonus second now with 34.
She missed her last two, right?
Yep.
On the line, yeah.
Second one there is good. That's her 20th free throw attempt of the night.
Wow.
Lopresti into the game for Rumson with an extra ball handler. Harvey on the left wing. Lopresti gets it back off a deflection. Michaela Mabry is there to harass her. Loose ball picked up by Sullivan. And we'll have a jump ball that will go Manasquan's way with now 58 seconds to go. And the Big Blue leading it 58-50.
Just about the biggest lead of the night for the Warriors.
Ava Hart will check back into the game for Manasquan. Pavia will leave. In the backcourt for Michaela Mabry. Rumson has to foul here to try to extend the game. Flaherty gets the ball up court. Now Marina Mabry gets it to Michaela Mabry. Let's see what Rumson does. Are they going to come out and foul? They're just going to play straight defense. They've let a ton of time go off the clock. And then they finally give one on Marina's take to the basket. She will go to the free throw line for two shots. First one for Marina Mabry is good. Second one on the way. That one rimming out, no good. With now 40 seconds left. Rumson down by nine. Quick three from the left side. That off the mark for Sabino. Mayfield keeps it in for Rumson. Good hustle. Quick jumper from Emma Miller. That off the mark. Rebound coming down to Marina Mabry, who will dribble out of traffic. Felix Romero will take a 30-second timeout, and with 22 seconds remaining, it looks as if Manasquan will survive and get into tomorrow night's final.
You know, it's hard to believe that that's only Manasquan's second timeout at the contest. Comes with 22 seconds left in a contest like this where there was so much pressure and out of control play, and Manasquan being down for most of the game until the fourth quarter here. Only his second time out of the day. He's taken three home probably, Matt, with him.
Maybe he'll try to use them tomorrow.
He may need them tomorrow against the Jaguars, but hey, let's give George Sorlis and his gritty, gutty Bulldogs credit, because they gave it a valiant effort tonight. They're going to come up a little bit short, but the fight in these dogs was clearly evident, and they're going to do pretty good, have a pretty good season. Anxious to see him tomorrow against Point Barrow.
Manasquan will put it in play.
Two consolations game. The boys' game will be first tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Followed by the girls' consolation, then the girls' final, and then the boys' final.
Jackson will have an opportunity tomorrow night to go for the double dip. They've Bulldogs. Got the girls and the boys in the finals.
Excuse me, Matt. The Bulldogs will not foul here.
Clock being dribbled out with now 5 seconds on it. Manasquan will get into the finals. With a tighter game than maybe most would have expected. 59-50, the final score. Manasquan wins it. We'll step out, take a 30-second timeout. We're back to wrap things up for the postgame right after this quick break. The Big Blue will play Jackson tomorrow in the finals. We'll do it all right after this quick break on the Shore Sports Network.
You want to get him or what?
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit EnvisionEyeCare.com.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Wrapping things up. Stop talking when we're on the air, would you?
Am I talking? You don't let me talk during the count.
No, I try to do it for you every once in a while. Manasquan 59, Rumson Fairhaven 50. Our final score, Felix Romero will come over and talk things over with Ed for just a couple of quick questions. He is the head coach of the Manasquan Big Blue Warriors, who now go to 6-0 on the season. They win this game tonight 59-50 over Rumson, and the coach good enough to give Ed a couple of minutes right now.
Felix, have you ever been involved in a game like that? First of all, congratulations on making it to
Thanks.
The finals in your first year in the tournament. Have you ever been involved in a game like that?
Actually, we went through something similar 2 years ago at Rumson, so it's pretty ironic, and we got two of the same officials from that game. So it was, I don't know, it was coincidence.
Well.
But it was a tough one, and, our girls hung in there, and, we were down eight, and, I thought we panicked a little bit to try to, come right back, and, we hung in there, and, little by little, we creeped in the game.
The consistent pressure on the press, on defense, I think it finally wore the young, inexperienced Bulldogs down, especially in the fourth quarter.
Right. Well, earlier on we went to our, to our zone trap press, and they found the open player. We didn't do a great job, and then, we got some unfortunate calls, so we had to back off of that and play straight man to man. And I think you hit it right in the money. We wore them down as the game went on.
Michaela, Mabry. Outstanding game. At times looked frustrated on the court, with some no calls. But, hey, you put up 35 points,
Is that what she had?
She had 35. The record for the tournament is 41, set quite a while ago. But, 35 on Michaela, pretty much carried you tonight.
Well, she's a big-time player. She's been doing it, her sophomore year, first year at Manasquan. She's, she carried us on her back, and she was a leader. And she kept her composure. She was a little frustrated out there, but, she realized that we had to win the game and we couldn't let our emotions get the best of us.
Learning experience for Marina Mabry?
It is. she's an aggressive player, and I spoke to her earlier, and she usually does a good job, and especially if she gets in a little foul trouble, she does a great job of not picking up that extra foul. They'll sit her down. And I thought she got, maybe one or two unfortunate calls there, and, we had to sit her and we had to go without her, and I thought our girls did a great job with her sitting on the bench.
Another frustrating first half for Caitlin Flaherty, but came up big in the second half for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, Caitlin's got, she's got a lot of skill. She can shoot the jump shot, whether it's a set shot or off the dribble, she gets to the basket. And I just had to keep reminding them, hey, things aren't going great for this little stretch, but I don't expect this to go on throughout the game. I know we're better than that, and, eventually we're going to come around and get things going.
Last question of the night. I'm sure you saw most of the first game. You got Jackson tomorrow night. It's a quick turnaround for you. A very physical game tonight. I'm sure the girls are going to be somewhat tired, although they are 15, 16, and 17, right? So they could come back better than we can.
Well, that's why we work hard in practice and try to get in shape for these back-to-backs and, in these tough games. And, I don't expect fatigue to be a factor. I'm hoping not. Our girls, we have a core group of girls that, work hard year-round and keep themselves in great shape. And, we'll be ready tomorrow.
Well, a nice cold milkshake, and then you get to work on Jackson, right?
That's right.
Congratulations,
thanks.
Felix
thanks
Romero. We'll see him tomorrow night against the Jaguars. 5:30 tip for that one, Matt.
Quick recap of the scoring for the respective teams. As Rumson falls to 4-1, they will play Point Barrow in the third-place game tomorrow. Jess Harvey led the way with 16 points, 9 for Emma Miller, 7 points for Hannah Miller, 6 points for Sam Sabino and Claire Stefanelli, 4 points for Casey Weiss, 2 points for Janae Mayfield, 18, 9, 12, and 11, the quarter totals for a game total of 50. For Manasquan, they were led by Michaela Mabry, 35 points she put up tonight. Good balance all throughout the game as well. She had 18 in the first half, 17 in the second half, 16 points for Caitlin Flaherty, 5 points for Sam Sullivan, 3 points for Marina Mabry. Quarter totals for Manasquan, 10, 11, 21, and 17 for a game total of 59. They go to 6-0 and will play Jackson in the first of our finals coming up tomorrow night. Remind you a couple things about our schedule. We begin tomorrow at 5:15 with the pregame show. First tip-off is at 5:30. That's the girls' final. The boys' final will be Toms River North and Jackson. That will follow at 7:30. Ed and I will have all of the action for you. Our thanks tonight back in the studios, Phil Harding, for Kevin Williams, the Shore Sports Network sports director, and my partner Ed Saraluca. This is Matt Harmon wishing you all a great rest of your Thursday night. Come back tomorrow. We'll have the boys and the girls finals coming up here on the Shore Sports Network. So long from the Pine Belt Arena.